You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our Set Apart to Serve conversations. Today we head to the campus of Concordia University in Nebraska. Going to meet two students there. We already met part of their family in a previous conversation, so we're going to continue that family conversation today. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine by visiting cui.org. Joining us today, Daniel Asher. He is in his second year at Concordia University, Nebraska. Daniel, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hello.
Also joining us, sitting right alongside him, Luke Asher. He is in his first year at Concordia University, Nebraska. Luke, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Guys, thanks for making time for us in the middle of your busy days as students at Concordia University, Nebraska. We appreciate you taking some time from classes to spend some time with us here on The Coffee Hour and talk about why you are considering and why you're preparing for church work. But let's talk about where you grew up, and then we'll talk about what you're studying at Concordia, Nebraska in just a moment. So where did you guys grow up, Daniel?
You heard from Elizabeth a little while ago. We're both from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we went to Sioux Falls Lutheran School all throughout preschool to high school. Dad's a pastor in Sioux Falls. That's about it.
Sioux Falls is home. We did everything there at Sioux Falls Lutheran, sports, music, even some theater, and it was a great experience all around.
So what was your reason? What made you decide to think about church work as a vocation when you guys were in, I don't know, grade school, high school? When did that kind of start to become something you guys were thinking of doing?
Mine was definitely because of Elizabeth. She's the original teacher in our family, even though now there's three of us. But I remember talking to her. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was probably a junior in high school at this point. And she was like talking to me about the education program here at Seward, about some of the classes she got to take. And I was like, English isn't really my thing. And so she showed me different options. And so I'm in science now. But yeah, I'd say Elizabeth was probably the biggest factor in my decision to go into teaching.
And for those who are following along, if you've been following the Set Apart to Serve series, you're referring to Elizabeth Henschen, who we spoke with. I think it was just a couple episodes back.
Yeah. So we'll put the link in the show notes.
That's a good idea. Thanks for doing that, Sarah.
Continuity.
So she's a teacher in a Lutheran high school in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, right?
Yes. And
so we chatted with her not too long ago about her studies at Concordia University in Nebraska and why she studied English in secondary ed and now teaching English at Sheboygan Lutheran High School, or Lutheran High School, Sheboygan.
There you go.
Get that name right. Yeah. I'll get it right eventually. But how about you, Luke? Why? What prompted you to start thinking about pursuing church work?
Yeah, so I think it just goes back to like the school where we're from. A lot of my teachers went to Concordia, Nebraska, and especially a couple of them told me that I'm in the elementary ed program, or that's what I'm shooting for, and there was a couple of teachers that really encouraged me, told me that elementary ed would be a good option for me. And I've never felt like I had a content area that was like my specialty, you know, English or science, like these two. I don't know, I could probably teach them all at a lower level, so if I'm being honest. And then I remember one night I was talking to my now brother-in-law, Micah, and he was like, yeah, like that could be a really good option for you. Like I could see that in your future, and even if that doesn't work out, it's like you could become a principal or something later on if that's what you want to do.
Already some future planning going on. I like it. Now, you guys mentioned that your dad's a pastor, so you grew up in a ministry family. Was there talk about ministry work or faith formation happening when you guys were growing up that made you, I don't know, comfortable in pursuing church work as a vocation?
Yeah, for sure. Like growing up, Dad always was very open about the faith, which I mean, makes sense if he's a pastor. We were both always asking questions. So like Sunday lunches after church was kind of like the sermon part two almost. We go in and we're like, okay, hey, what did you mean by this? Like, what about this part? Like all those kind of things. And then he'd give his like answers. And so I think basically our whole lives, especially in the Lutheran school too, like we've been surrounded by the church. And I think that's made us very comfortable in a church type setting. Like I, at least for me, like Lutheran school is just kind of where I feel at home. And so as a teacher, it's a way to like give back and help other people have that same sense of home in the school.
Luke, anything you want to add about dad being a pastor and how that maybe shaped your perspective of pursuing a future as a church worker?
I would say this. He never pushed us and said that, like, you have to be a church worker or, you know, like, this is that side for you. But he certainly welcomed it. And it wasn't, again, it wasn't structured like, oh, I expect you to do this or whatever. That's just kind of how we turned out. So asking questions and yeah, like he never once told me I had to be a pastor. Now he told me if should I come to that route that he'll be there for me and help me the best he can. But yeah, I think the home and the school and our church definitely factored into where we are today.
Now you both mentioned teachers being significant in your experience as students in a Lutheran school, that the teachers encouraged you and set a good example for you as well. Who are the teachers that really stood out for you that maybe set a good example or encouraged you to consider becoming Lutheran teachers? Daniel?
Our high school history teacher, Austin Albers, he's a Seward grad from back in the day, and he was probably the biggest supporter of me being a teacher. I think whenever I'm back in town or at school, he'll come up and talk to me and be like, hey, here's some things I'm testing out in my classroom this year. If you want to steal them later in your career. And I'm like, so it's just kind of cool that like, even now he's giving me tips and tricks that he's discovered that I can use later.
Luke, what about you?
So I think a lot of it comes to me is like, honestly, male teachers have had more of an impact on me. So yeah, like Mr. Austin Albers, he's just a great example of what a teacher can look like and makes his content fun, but also like engaging and you actually learn something from it. And then I'd say in the elementary world, Mr. John Pinn, he was our fifth grade teacher, and that's kind of the area that I would like to teach. And I mean, he read all the, his thing every year is he'll read the Chronicles of Narnia with his kids. And so that's one of the things that I really remember from his class and just having a lot of fun, but retracting something from it as well.
So it sounds like you guys had teachers that really made learning engaging for you. And that sounds like that was a big inspiration for you guys wanting to do that as well, which is fantastic. I think it's wonderful when we all have teachers that really make learning something fun and inspiring you to do that for lifelong learning. Tell us more about your experiences at, was it Lutheran High School in Sioux Falls? You guys, at least one of you listed quite a list of things that you guys were involved in. How did all of the different activities that you were involved in kind of play into that the formation of where you are now at Concordia, Nebraska?
So Sioux Falls Lutheran, at least the high school, which there was an old Lutheran high school in town and they merged together when I was a freshman in high school. And so, and Elizabeth was a senior right around COVID time. And so then we went all through high school at Sioux Falls Lutheran High School. It's pretty small. I mean, I think it's grown like since we were there. It's probably 40 when my freshman year, and I think it's 65, 70 now. And so Luke and I started a lot of the programs. We were on like the first ever football team there, the marching band. We both did choir, theater, basketball. And so because the school was so small, even though we're not the greatest athletes or musicians, we still had opportunities to do all of the activities, which I think helped us like become more like well-rounded. We know how to do a little bit of everything. And I think that was really, really helpful.
How do you think that will serve you as a future teacher, a future Lutheran teacher attending a high school where you had so many opportunities? As you said, maybe you're not the top athlete. If you were at a bigger high school where there was more a tighter selection, might not have had all those opportunities, but attending a Lutheran school where you had a really big, you know, big plate to choose from of opportunities, how do you think that will support you and shape you as a teacher in the future?
Well, I'll say for me, like, I know I have to take a lot of methods courses coming up, like how to teach art, PE methods and stuff like that. So I think having those experiences, and one of them is music methods too. And so just having those experience of, I did play in band, but I also did sports and took part in theater can be helpful to teach those skills later on with the skills that I was coached with and stuff.
Daniel, anything to add?
I think too, it helps you empathize more with your students. So the basketball player that has to miss class because of they're leaving early for a game, like you understand that, like you remember those days. And so it's helpful for you to be like, hey, like, I know kind of the struggles of what extracurricular you're doing. And so like I can kind of accommodate those things.
Very good. We're talking with Daniel and Luke Asher for our Set Apart to Serve series. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Daniel and Luke Asher, both students at Concordia University, Nebraska, for our Set Apart to Serve series. And let's talk about Concordia, Nebraska. And I know, Daniel, you're entering, or you're in your second year. Luke, you're in your first year. So let's talk about that, the process of choosing to go to Nebraska. I know earlier you mentioned that Elizabeth, your sister, had quite a bit to do with that. Tell us more about the process of choosing to go to Nebraska into the education program, Daniel.
Yeah, and Elizabeth was definitely a very large part of that. I knew I wanted to go to one of the Concordias. The private Lutheran school was very much my style. So I looked at Concordia, Wisconsin a little bit, and Elizabeth showed me some of their programs and that kind of thing. And then we compared them to the Seward Education Program. And at least for me, I thought that the Seward Education Program was, I don't know, better. It had more people in it, which is fair. And I don't know, it's the program Elizabeth knew better. And so I think that is part of the big decision of like, if I needed help, I could go to her and ask, instead of like being on my own.
Luke, how about for you? What helped you decide on Concordia, Nebraska to prepare to become a teacher?
Yeah, so I jumped on the train pretty late. probably didn't even make a decision on what my major or what I really wanted to do until at least December, and that's generous. But so, yeah. And then once I decided that, you know, I'm going to try to be an elementary teacher, I said, well, what about the LTD? And like, I could do what I was taught and, you know, go to a Lutheran school. So I think that was important. And so that's why I picked the Concordia system. More job opportunities too. But then I think Concordia, Nebraska was just a no-brainer because it started out as the Lutheran Teachers College. And as I've gone here, I've learned that, and that's why the education department is the way it is. It's so big is because that's what the school started teaching. That's where it originated. And so I think that, I don't know, that's just where I ended and that's where I'm supposed to be.
What is life like at Concordia University in Nebraska? Daniel, you've been there now, you're in your second year. What's life like on campus as an education student and living in Nebraska from moving there from Sioux Falls?
Yeah, Nebraska's not terribly different from South Dakota. It's a little warmer, a little more humid. So the weather's not anything bad. I know other people, they're coming here from California or Texas, and they're like, whoa, snow. So I don't have that problem. But campus is good. You definitely get the community aspect of a small Lutheran school, even though there's 1,000+ people on campus. And so I think, especially this year, like when I'm walking to class, I'm saying hello, like I'm saying hi to people that I met last year. And some of those bonds have continued. I'm an RA this semester. And so I like oversee some like 15 other guys on my hall. They're freshmen. And so I kind of get to mentor them a little bit and like be there in case they need something, some sort of support. If they're struggling with anything, that's kind of my role. And so especially like this semester, it's a lot more, the community's there more for me, I feel like.
Luke, what about you? What's it been like transitioning from high school into your first year at Nebraska?
It's very different. Coming from a high school of about 60 kids, it's a lot different to have 1,000 people walking around and to walk on campus only knowing about 10. Given that knowing 10 is a good place to start, but it was very different. It was quite nerve-wracking on launch weekend where you know that these people in college are going to be your friends probably for the rest of your life, and that you don't know any of them right now. So I would say the first week, maybe even two, was a little bit scary, but I'm starting to adjust and find people that I enjoy hanging out with. And so it's good that there's community. You know a lot of people by their face, just who they are by their name too, even if you've never really talked to them.
What activities are you involved in on campus?
So currently, we are both in the university band. So it's the second tier or bottom tier band. And we practice for that every Tuesday. So we have that to go to. And I'm also the captain of a sand volleyball intramural team.
Nice. That
put together with a ragtag group of friends. And yeah, it's going. It's something.
Daniel, what have you been involved in?
So yeah, I'm in the university band with Luke. I play the tuba. He plays the Barry sax.
Oh, nice.
That's like the community band. So there's members from Seward Town. I think there's a couple from Lincoln too, along with the Concordia students. Then yeah, I'm an RA. And so that has its own little community. There's about 50 of us total, one for every hall. I'm on Luke's intramural team. We're currently 0-1 on the volleyball court. We'll see if that improves. Other things that I do. I run the sound system for our theater performances. Also got into that through Elizabeth. She knew the director. So when he said, hey, I need a tech guy, she was like, hey, I got a brother. So I get help with that. And that's a lot of fun.
So it sounds like you guys have really gotten plugged into campus. I know there's so many things, so many opportunities to really explore what you love to do and how you're going to be able to use your gifts to serve in university now and then learning those skills for later on when you're in a school. Never quite know how those skills are going to come in handy down the line. What are you guys looking forward to? I know your first year, second year right now. What are you looking forward to in your next few years of university that's going to serve you well once you get out into the field? Daniel?
I think my biggest one is we take a course called Methods, which really teaches you how to teach your specific subject. So like mine would be science methods, and it would teach me how to do labs, what's a good way to like teach these equations, because it's a lot of math and science and not everybody enjoys doing that, especially in high school. Like a lot of kids come in and they're like, science is hard. And so I think hopefully I'll get some training to not only help those students, but like become more engaging and hopefully switch them from, yeah, maybe science is hard, but it's also a lot of fun. And I'm learning a lot in my science classes. And I think it's just like a great way to explore God's creation and like understand like science goes hand in hand with your faith. It doesn't have to be two separate things. And I think that'll be something really cool to explore in some of my future education classes.
Luke, how about you? What are you looking forward to? You got a few years ahead of you.
Yeah. So for the elementary program, I got to take a lot more methods courses because I teach a lot of different, hoping to teach a lot of different subjects. And so I think for me, like I asked Daniel right before this, I said, if you're thrown into a classroom right now, would you feel ready to teach? And he's like, absolutely not. Like, I haven't. And so I think that's really what college is going to be about, is just like actually getting you ready. Like you can dream of it right now, but you wouldn't actually know what you're doing if we did it right now. So I think it's going to be helpful to start off that first year and get your curriculum ready and do all that kind of stuff to future the education of next generation.
I'll ask both of you this. And give you each an opportunity to answer. What would you say to the high school student who's considering a future in church work and pursuing studies at a Concordia university? What encouragement would you give them while they're in high school right now? Any advice or encouragement you'd offer them? Daniel?
I'd say, I mean, obviously, if you're considering a Concordia, come to Seward. We're great. Go Bulldogs. But I mean, all of the Concordias are great. And so it's very nice to have a community that emphasizes your faith and wants to go with you as you build your faith. Lots of people on campus really want people to explore their faith and strengthen it. So I think that's a really good reason to come to a Concordia. If you're thinking church work, obviously our education program is great, but things to do in high school, I'd say if you can get some of your college credits out of the way early, it can be really nice. Some of your like histories or English, maths, if you don't need them in high school, taking them in high school is great if you don't need them in college. So getting some of those like just general education requirements out of the way gets you then into your major quicker. So then you get to take, I mean, more education classes. I got to take more science classes, because I'd gotten my English classes out of the way already. And so I was very appreciative of that.
Luke, any advice that you would share with high school students who are maybe thinking about a future in church work and considering studying at a Concordia?
If you're thinking about church work, you should consider that what you're feeling could be your calling. So pray about it. Get ready for that. And yeah, I think prayer is the biggest thing. Get in the Word and focus on that part of it. Make sure you can discern what you're hearing. And if that's your call, then yeah, come to Concordia. Go Bulldogs. But I think it's important. If that's what you're feeling, then why not be a Lutheran teacher? I mean, why not have that degree to allow you to teach in a Lutheran school? But I agree with what Dana said. Get a lot of your classes out of the way. There's some good options like dual credit and AP classes that can greatly benefit you, just reducing time that you take in your major and reduce how much you'll pay, because those semesters and college does cost money.
So do what you can to prepare. Great advice. Our guest today, Luke Asher, first year at Concordia University, Nebraska. Luke, thanks so much for being our guest.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Daniel Asher, second year at Concordia University, Nebraska. Daniel, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thanks for having me.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.